Pixel 6 Pro Review, the smartphone to beat by Jack Wallen in the Tech Republic newsletter on May 6th. Jack Wallen got his hands on a Pixel 6 Pro and found himself in awe of Google's phone line once again. See what he thinks in this Pixel 6 Pro Review. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually shocked I not only was able to successfully order a Pixel 6 Pro, but that it came within a week of me ordering it. Aside from the disaster that was the release of this newest Google Pixel, the Pixel 6 is everything I was hoping it would be, and much more. Understand, I've been a Google Pixel phone owner since the very first iteration. I've watched these phones evolve, and in one step devolve, into something special. And even with the misstep that was the Pixel 4, which was only hindered by an underpowered battery, every release seemed to be moving toward what became the Pixel 6. And even though Google is one of the worst of the big companies at marketing new devices, it came as no surprise that the Pixel 6 Pro sold out almost immediately. The phone is that good. Sure, those of us who weren't able to get their hands on a pre-release device had to sit back and guess at how well the new Pixel phone would perform. But I'm fairly certain that every consumer, prosumer, and reviewer lucky enough to order and receive a Google Pixel 6 Pro found themselves in awe at what it could do. More on that in a bit. First, I want to talk about the hardware. The Pixel 6 Pro is a big phone. As soon as I pulled the Pixel 6 Pro out of the box, my reaction was, "That's one massive phone!" I've always been a fan of smaller devices, but this time I wanted the extra bells and whistles found in the Pro, especially the cameras. The Google Pixel 6 Pro dwarfs the Pixel 5. The Google Pixel 6 Pro is also considerably heavier than the 5. It should be, given how much larger it is. But having to get used to a phone this big and heavy is taking some time and effort. It's worth it, trust me. Another thing to note is that the Pixel 6 Pro has a gorgeous rounded edge on the screen, very much reminiscent of the Samsung Galaxy line. It's smooth and all class. Given the size of the phone, those rounded edges make holding it in smaller hands a bit easier. Besides that, they just look elegant. My first reactions on the Pixel 6 Pro. My very first reaction, after the incredibly simple onboarding, was how stunning the display is. If you've never experienced a 120MHz refresh rate on a phone, it's something to behold. Everything is crystal clear and smooth. Scrolling through the likes of a never-ending Twitter feed is effortless and silky. Animations are beautiful, and images absolutely blow you away. The next thing to grab me was the fingerprint reader. I'd heard so many bemoan how slow the Pixel 6 in-screen reader was. Although it's nowhere near as fast as the Google Pixel 5, which is instant, it's not exactly slow. I'd also heard that you had to first wake the phone up before the fingerprint scanner would recognize your print. That is not so. I can pick up my phone and place my thumb on the screen, as indicated, and the device unlocks. It's as simple and reliable as any fingerprint scanner I've used, albeit a fraction of a second slower. However, after using other devices with underscreen fingerprint scanners, such as the OnePlus 10 Pro, I've now come to realize the Google Pixel 6 Pro fingerprint scanner is not nearly what it could be. Although it is accurate and mostly unlocks the device on the first try, it is considerably slower than other similar devices. The camera on the Pixel 6 Pro is mind-blowing. There is so much the Google Pixel 6 Pro camera can do. I've only scratched the surface of its capabilities. There's motion, where you can capture an image in motion and blur the background. There's a 4x zoom. There's the brilliant night sight, the usual panorama, photosphere and lens options, time-lapse video, slow-motion video, low-light usability, the list goes on and on. Google Assistant as it should be on the Pixel 6 Pro. One thing I always found frustrating with Google Assistant is that it could never seem to keep up with me as I spoke. I'd say, "Hey Google," and then whatever I said after was always hit or miss if the phone could keep up with my voice and translate it effectively. With the Pixel 6 Pro, it's instant. Google Assistant has yet to miss a beat. It's a major improvement over the Pixel 4 and 5. Truth be told, I rarely used Google Assistant on the previous phones because it suffered enough lag as to be frustrating. With the Pixel 6 Pro, Google Assistant is exactly as it should have been from the start. I'll be using this feature exponentially more with the Pixel 6 Pro. Video end calls on Google Pixel 6 Pro are much improved. It should come as no surprise, given the 120 MHz refresh rate, that video on the Google Pixel 6 Pro is amazing. On top of that, the sound bests just about every smartphone I've ever used. And phone call audio is incredible. Understand, the Pixel 5 quality was a bit of a step down from the Pixel 4, so the Pixel 6 Pro had a pretty low bar to reach. But that bar wasn't just reached, it was smashed to bits. Phone calls are crystal clear, and no longer have that tinny sound associated with previous iterations. With the 6 Pro, you feel as though the person you're talking with is right there. So combine all that together, and the multimedia phone call experience is off the charts. Get in line if you want a new Pixel. Shortly after the release, every unlocked version of the Pixel 6 Pro was sold out. The good news is they are back in stock, so if you want to grab one, head over to the Google Play Store and purchase either an unlocked or a carrier-specific version. If you're on the fence, I highly recommend you jump off on the side of buying one. This phone is hands down the best mobile device I've ever used. I'm glad I opted to go with the massively sized Pixel 6 Pro because the display and cameras are well worth getting used to the heft of the handset.